You are listening to TKO on CFRU Radio 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and available worldwide at CFRU.ca. What is happening, everybody? What is good with y'all? It's your girl, Jenna, right here on TKO. As you already know, here on TKO, all we talk about is mixed martial arts, also known as MMA, and other combat sports, too. We also discuss the issues that surround the world of fighting and talk about notable fighters and athletes and how they all got started in the game and, of course, where they are now. So what is happening, y'all? I hope that everybody has been having a fantastic day and a phenomenal week so far. So I don't know why I was just thinking about this, but I was told by somebody that they can feel and see me smiling behind the mic as I do this intro every time. And I don't know, does that come across? I mean, I am always smiling because this is probably one of my favorite things to do in the whole world. So I am always smiling behind the mic, and I don't know if y'all can tell that I'm actually smiling. I'm grinning from ear to ear behind the mic right now. And you know what? I feel like my grin is even bigger today because guess what episode number we are on today? We are officially celebrating episode number 370 of TKO. Yeah. Okay, I'm not going to go there because I'm going to lose my voice and not be able to do TKO for a while. But yeah, we're not going to go there. But I'm really, really happy and blessed, honestly, to be celebrating this huge milestone with y'all, TKO Nation. I say this every time, but I cannot say it enough. If it weren't because of your love and support, we would not have made it this far. And of course, I have to use this opportunity to give a huge thanks to our family here at CFRU 93.3 FM because, of course, if it wasn't because of the platform that was and has been given to us by CFRU, we would not be a thing. TKO would not be created and we would not be here right now. So we really do owe a lot to our Fruby family. They've always been so kind and accepted us with so much warmth. I don't know if I've told you guys this before, but when I initially came up with the idea of TKO, the station had not really explored any sports themed shows before, and it was the first time that we're actually hosting a sports themed show. So it's been an honor and pleasure to still continue to be a sports themed show on the radio station that has been going strong since 2016. I cannot believe that we'll be celebrating a decade of TKO in a matter of 2 years, which is absolutely wild to me. But also that shows that I've been a university student since 2016. Yeah, I started TKO when I was in the first year of my undergrad studies here in Guelph, Ontario. And 8 years later, I'm still a student at the University of Guelph, but I'm doing my PhD now. And something tells me that we're going to be here for quite a few more years because a gal got to finish her PhD. But also, I just freaking love doing TKO with affiliation with CFRU. Like, CFRU is probably one of the best affiliations that I've had in my entire life. And I cannot be grateful and thankful enough for their love and constant support, like not just technical support, but also encouragement that they've been giving us since day one. And again, we would not have made it thus far if it wasn't because of all of their hard work. So thank you to all the amazing staff and volunteers at CFRU 93.3 FM. And you guys, TKO Nation, I've said what needs to be said, but I will reiterate it once again. You guys are the reason we keep going episode after episode. I mean, I am a PhD student, but I cannot do the math in my head right now. 370 half-hour shows that we've done so far. And that's just unbelievable. And I cannot believe that there's that many hours. You know what? Actually, I'm going to pull up my calculator in a second and see if I can see how many hours that would actually be. Divided by two. Okay, that's 185 hours of yours truly talking about combat sports all the time. That's wow. Yeah, I'm shook myself. I've been hosting and producing this show since 2016, and I'm shook to see that number myself. So all in all, so grateful for y'all, and thank you for your constant support and for having our backs up until this point and for many, many episodes to come. Okay, I'm going to make a toast to TKO when I get home. I will crack open a cold can of beer to celebrate TKO's 370th episode, but also to wind down for my day because it's been a unreasonably long day for your girl. not to complain. Thankfully, everything's been going smoothly, but a girl needs to rest. You know what I mean? But I'm so happy to be here right now. A lot has been happening in the world of combat sports, especially over this past weekend. We had two specific events that went down, and I'm going to be talking about them and all the detail that you would need. There was another thing that I also wanted to address in our previous episode, which was a list of fight announcements that have been put out for UFC 302. So basically anything that's happening in June. And I know June is still about a month and a half away, but I just want to give you guys a heads up for some of these fights that are supposed to be happening so that if by any chance they interest you by a lot, you actually go and check out their websites for potential tickets. Because I know that, I mean, it's still a possibility. Yeah, there's still some time left, right? So if they're still not sold out yet, you still have a chance to go buy your tickets for these events. And if not, just mark it down your calendars. I mean, I hate to admit it, or maybe I should love to admit it, but sometimes as a 99.9% of the time, I book specific fights into my calendar online because that's how much I care about them. So I don't know if you're the same type of person or not. So I got you covered. All in all, I got you covered. So we will be talking about some of these important fights that are happening in June in a little while. I also love June because my birthday is in June. Shout out to all Geminis, holla. But also these fights, man, I'm telling you, they're just so incredible. You know what? I'm gonna start talking about these fights because I just cannot hold back anymore. Okay, so without further ado, let's get the show started. Episode 370, let's get it. Okay, so literally, guys, the first day of June, we're going to have a party. Like, for real, we're going to have a party June 1st, which I believe will most likely fall on a Saturday. Let me just check on this calendar here, but you know what? Yeah, I think it will. Ooh, yeah, my calendar's acting up, but I guarantee you that it will be on a Saturday because most fights usually happen on a Saturday night. And there's a lot happening on Saturday night, June 1st. So let me break it to you. We have the main event and the headliner fight of UFC 302. Whoa, it just hit me that, yes, we've actually surpassed 300 pay-per-views by the UFC because it literally feels like we celebrated UFC 300. I mean, it was two weeks ago, a week and a half ago. So to be announcing any fight as whatever number 300, whatever, it's so weird, but also it gives me goosebumps. It's so incredible. We're so happy to be celebrating the organization's accomplishments like this. Anyways, UFC 302 is going to be a blast because the headliner fight, I'm gonna cry because it's just so good. Islam Makhachev, the legendary, iconic, incredible lightweight champion at the UFC, Islam Makhachev, is going to be defending his title against who? Against, you know who, Mr. Dustin Poirier, the diamond. Guys, I'm actually, see, this is why I wish sometimes there was a video videotaping me for the podcast, because I actually shed a tear from my left eye. Like, not, you can't see it, but I went through it. I experienced it. I was in line when I told you I was going to cry. This fight is just going to be it. Everybody's been looking forward to this fight for the longest time, y'all. Islam Makhachev is probably the hottest guy out there when it comes to fighters, MMA fighters who are not heavyweights and are getting their job done in the most top-notch way possible. And Islam has been kind of out of the, well, I mean, he hasn't been like out of the game, but he hasn't fought in a hot minute. And for him to be making a comeback and defending his title against someone like Dustin Poirier, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? This gives me goosebumps. That's all I'm going to say. Dustin Poirier is indeed a veteran of MMA, period. He had some ups and downs back in the day when he was fighting. But Dustin Poirier, what's so special about him is his heart. He doesn't care if he loses in a big profile fight, because guess what? He's always going to keep on he's going to come back even stronger than ever every time. Doesn't matter how old he gets. It's like, he's like aging like fine wine, okay? But like, I mean, you know what I mean, like MMA style, not like in any other way. Yeah, anyways, okay, I tried to fix it, but I feel like I was trying to make it worse. Anyways, Dustin Poirier has the heart of a champion. He has consistent performances, which is really good. Consistency in anything, especially your career, your professional career, is good. It actually gives people the reassurance that they can count on you. And specifically in the case of MMA fighting, the promoters are always going to trust that you're going to put on amazing performances. We've had certain people in the organization who have had the position of becoming even champions, but then their mentality got in the way, or their lack of confidence got in the way, or they just didn't have the heart to fight anymore. And that was the start of their downfall. It's as easy as that. But with someone like Dustin Poirier, fortunately, you're never going to experience that. I mean, kudos to him. I really wish that he would actually talk about how he preps himself up mentally in order to be this consistent with his performance, because it's not just all physical preparedness. It's also a lot with confidence and mentality. And Dustin Poirier, somehow he gets it done. And he gets it done so incredibly well. And even when he loses, like, you never really see him cry and complain or whatever. If it's something that he did wrongly, he takes 100% accountability for his mistakes. But again, like I've said this, I cannot say this enough, actually. He has the heart of a champion. Win or lose, he will always have the heart of a champion. Now, to talk about Islam Makhachev, I mean, what more can be said? We're talking about Khabib Nurmagomedov's protege. When Khabib hung up his gloves, or I don't know, like put them in the center of the octagon, I guess, quite literally, he started training Islam. Islam had been training in Khabib's camp for as long as he's been fighting professional MMA. And when Khabib decided to retire from MMA, he started training Islam instead. And Islam, it was almost like, you know, when the big dog is gone, everybody in the lightweight division was fighting for that title, man. But I mean, if you've been trained by the former champion, the former undefeated champion in the division, and he's pretty much shown you all the tricks and everything you need to know in order to be a successful fighter, of course you're gonna have a competitive advantage over everybody else. There's no question in that. So this is Islam that we're talking about, everybody. And again, I really don't want me saying that he's Habib's protege to be like this burden on him, because naturally he had it in him in order to be this amazing champion that he is. Like, people can only support and help us grow so much, but the rest is up to us. And I believe that if Islam didn't have it in him, he wouldn't have made it thus far. So Islam definitely has that X factor, but the support and assistance that he got from Habib Nurmagomedov as his coach, that was very important in his success as well, in my opinion. Either way, this is your main event, everybody, for UFC 302, June 1st. But let me tell you what, if you thought it couldn't get any more interesting, the co-main event of this UFC 302 fight. By the way, I wonder where it's happening. I don't know where it's happening. Anyways, I'll let you guys know in subsequent episodes. But UFC 302 co-main event is going to be featured by Sean Strickland and Paulo Costa. Oh man, we got two trash talkers going at it here. Sean Strickland recently lost his title. Paulo Costa, I don't think he was a champion. Was he? No, he wasn't. But he's fought for the title quite a few times, and he's fought many high profile fighters in the middleweight division. These guys, I feel like this is a good matchup, because stylistically they're both very they favor striking a lot, both of them do. So what I'm expecting for this fight is a huge knockout. I actually do expect a finish in this fight. I do anticipate it being a brutal fight because of the characteristics that both guys demonstrate. And Paulo Costa always brags about being on this thing called the secret juice, because, well, actually, I'll tell you guys a fun fact. Well, Paulo Costa is the most tested athlete in the entire UFC roster by the United States Anti-Doping Agency because of how well his physique is, to put it in like simple terms. And also, well, yeah, he's shredded, he's muscular, he's bulky, he's an absolute killer, man. Have you seen him fight? Yeah, they have every right to be suspicious, but they've tested him more than any other fighter in the whole organization, and they have yet to find anything suspicious. And Paulo Costa, every time he's asked about it, he just says that he's on a quote-unquote secret juice, which is interesting. I wonder what the secret juice is, but hey, it seems to be working for him, whatever it is. But I guess he's just keeping that secret juice, not sharing the recipe with anybody. I feel like everybody has a secret juice, right? Like, for some people it's caffeine, for others it's I don't know, like omega-3 supplements or something neurotrophic, or who knows. Whey protein. Yeah, let's keep it like simple and healthy, right? Anyways, let's not have weird thoughts about his secret juice. Anyway, so like I was saying, both guys are very good with their striking. To talk a little bit about Sean Strickland, this guy's really scary. He has actually come out saying, oh my god, who was his previous opponent? I can't remember who he fought. I'm sorry, I'm just having such a foggy brain right now at the end of my workday. But y'all remember what happened very recently, in that he had conflicts with whoever he was fighting, whose name I cannot remember right now. And he said, because the person, I remember, it was Duplessis. Mr. Duplessis, who was mocking Sean Strickland for his childhood traumas. And he came out on a podcast, Sean Strickland came out on a podcast saying that he was like all the traumas that he went through as a child, and he broke down, which was very vulnerable of him to be doing that in front of everybody. And we really applauded him even on this show for being so open and honest about his past in order to shed light onto his mental health and some of the issues that folks who have undergone rough childhoods and rough upbringings can relate to. And, you know, it's good to see that sometimes you're not alone in certain cases, but at the same time, yeah, his opponent, Duplessis, he was being weird about it. He was making fun of it. Nonetheless, Sean Strickland, he really, like, he knows how to fight very violently in the octagon. But also, since those comments came out, he had mentioned that he was willing to actually hurt his opponent outside the octagon, which was really scary to think about. Anyways, these are the people that we're talking about. One who consumes a secret juice to be bulky and muscular, and the other guy who actually threatens his opponents to hurt them outside the octagon. Yay! I mean, that was sarcastic. But either way, it's going to be a great fight. It's going to be a great demonstration of striking skill set. I would highly recommend everybody to watch this fight. So I've already talked about two important fights that are happening on June 1st. I haven't even talked about the fight that's not a UFC fight, but includes former UFC fighters fighting on it. This one I'm really excited about myself. I have already kind of previewed it, I think, on previous episodes. But if you don't recall, if you want to mark it down your calendar, this is the time to do it. Nate Diaz is going to be facing off against Street Jesus. Poor him, hospital. This will be a boxing fight. And it is a boxing bout. I believe, where is it from? Okay, I think it's Game Bread Boxing, if I'm not mistaken, which is Jorge Masvidal's boxing organization. And the two are supposed to be boxing each other. So y'all remember that they first met in the UFC to fight for the BMF title, right? And Jorge Masvidal was able to win that fight because Nate Diaz was disqualified by, his face was cut so bad that the doctors had to, the doctors stopped it. She wasn't disqualified, but the fight was stopped because Nate Diaz was horribly injured with the cuts that he had acquired in the fight. So Jorge Masvidal became the BMF champion. But since then, a lot has occurred and neither fighter fights for the UFC anymore. So that is what it is, right? I mean, it would be great to have another MMA fight between the two of them, but we just got to accept some facts that, you know, people move on, people have other aspirations and whatnot. But this is a very dreamy fight. I'll be speaking on my experience as a huge fan of Jorge Masvidal's. And also, I love seeing Nate Diaz fight. I mean, I don't care that he's fighting my favorite fighter of all time, Jorge Masvidal, but I just really enjoy seeing Nate Diaz fight. And these are the guys that we grew up watching in the golden era of the UFC, you know, doing their thing, wearing their heart on their sleeve and just doing whatever it was to put on a great performance, just going in there, not caring what happened at the end, as long as they were just fighting. These are legitimate real life fighters, street fighters for real. And I have a lot of respect for the both of them and will have a lot of trust that this fight is going to be delivering what it is promising, which is a bloodbath. Yes, it will be that. I'm really excited for June 1st. I wanted to talk about some of the other fights that are supposed to be happening in June, but we only have about, well, less than 5 minutes. So I'll use this opportunity to talk about this event that happened over the weekend that I didn't even know was happening, but I just randomly was surfing through YouTube on Saturday, April 20th, and came across the stream link for this event. So have y'all heard about the Karate Combat Organization? Karate Combat is the world's premier full contact karate league, and they actually had an event happening this past Saturday, and oh boy, this is so good. I just saw the banner for it. I was like, you know what? I'm all in. The main event for this karate combat event, which was their 45th event as well. And I was like, wait, how have I actually missed this before? I had heard about folks doing professional karate, like how MMA is, but I didn't know it was an actual league, but apparently it is. They just had their 45th event. It actually happened in Dubai. And the main event was between Luke Rockhold and Joe Schilling. So Luke Rockhold, we know, is a UFC former fighter and veteran. Joe Schilling, I know that he had a very remarkable kickboxing career. Yeah, this was a great fight. Overall, all the fights were really, really interesting. I believe it was this fight, this particular bout, was five rounds of like 5 3-minute rounds. And yeah, it was very dynamic. The ring, quote unquote ring, was also really interestingly set up. It was kind of under everybody else, like the audience. It was a little bit concave. It was, how do I put it? Like, it was not on the main surface of the ground. It was a little bit under. And there were styrofoams all around it. The commentators were sitting outside, but everybody was kind of looking into this like almost pit-like ring that was created that the fighters were fighting in. And it was great because nobody was getting caught in cages or whatever, falling through ropes of the ring or whatever it was. It was great. I really liked the setup. The guys were wearing MMA gloves and pretty much everything was allowed minus wrestling. So basically it was like kickboxing. It was like watching kickboxing. And Luke Rockhold delivered this big overhand shot that completely knocked out Joe Schilling, and it was really, really interesting to watch. So just wanted to let you guys know about this event that happened, because yeah, they're a thing, and they actually have their next event happening on May 30th, KC46. And yeah, we'll talk about it in more detail when the day approaches. It's happening in Austin, Texas, so really, really exciting stuff. But yeah, unfortunately, that is all the time we're going to be having for this week. I wish we had more time so we could talk about some of the other fights that are supposed to happen in the near future, but we'll talk about them in due time. That is all the time we're going to be having for this week. Make sure you go to cfru.ca to catch up with previous episodes. You can also go to Spotify and Apple Podcasts to download our episodes. And until next time, it's your girl, Jonan, right here, and this is TKO. Peace out.